Verbal and emotional abuse is a serious matter and cannot be ignored. Stay tuned to hear advice on dealing with this kind of abusive behavior on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A concerned wife wrote to us with a pertinent question that went like this. My husband has never physically harmed me or the kids, but he constantly subjects our children to mean-spirited put-downs. For example, he tells them that they're stupid and lazy. He demeans my son's athletic abilities. He tells my daughter that she's ugly and needs to lose weight. The children try to ignore him and put a brave face on the situation, but I can tell that the constant criticism and mind games are wearing on their self-esteem and making their lives miserable. I want to help them, but I also want to be a good submissive wife. I also worry how he may react if I challenge him. What can I do? The state of affairs you've described is harmful and destructive to everyone concerned. Something must be done to change it as quickly as possible. We can almost guarantee that the change won't come about as a result of adopting a submissive attitude toward abuse. We understand your fears and hesitations, of course. You know better than we do exactly how your husband is likely to respond if you cross him. It's possible that you'd be endangering yourself by standing up to him on the kid's behalf. That's a matter of serious concern. Nevertheless, you still need to listen to your mother's heart and do what it tells you. If you think about it, you'll see that this is a case where love and concern for your children's well-being trumps every other consideration. The underlying causes of domestic abuse is almost always a technique for gaining and maintaining control, and likely is born out of the abuser's own pain. Emotional abusers keep others under their thumb by blaming and shaming. He uses name-calling, swearing, and other forms of contemptuous speech to convince his victims that they are unworthy of better treatment. You are more than justified in taking whatever steps are necessary to reverse the situation. We suggest you begin by setting up an appointment for yourself and the children with a family counselor. Urge him to seek counseling too, but ask him to do it separately during the beginning phases of the process. It's far too easy for an abusive spouse to manipulate a joint counseling session. Make it clear that this is absolutely necessary in order to protect the children's emotional health and preserve the integrity of the family. Let him know that there can be no question of maintaining the status quo. You should bear in mind that this probably isn't going to be a quick, easy process. Abuse is usually rooted in deeply entrenched patterns of thought and behavior, and you can't expect to reverse those patterns in a couple of counseling sessions. If your spouse refuses to cooperate, you may need to create a crisis by giving him an ultimatum. Say something like, either you get counseling or the children and I will need to look for other living accommodations until you're ready to help us resolve this problem. A temporary therapeutic separation may be what it takes to open his eyes to his behavior and to stimulate some badly needed self-examination on his part. Before you put the matter to him in these terms, lay your plans, line up your resources, and make your arrangements prior to packing your bags and walking out the door. In the meantime, you can bolster your children's confidence and counter the ill effects of your husband's put-downs by constantly reassuring them of your love and affection. Tell them in detail what you like about them. Highlight their special talents and abilities. Don't forget to supplement these compliments with solid reminders of their eternal value in the sight of God. Help them understand what it means to be human beings created in His image. Focus on the Family's counseling team can provide you with referrals to qualified marriage and family therapists practicing in your area. They would also consider it a privilege to discuss your situation with you over the phone if you think this might be helpful. Please call 031-716-3300 to speak to someone who can help. We are believing for a dramatic change in your husband's behavior through this process. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.